Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello, and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about Sam Williams out of Ole Miss in our NFL Draft Prospect Special is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? Talking some more draft prospects today. We have a very special person here with Sam Williams, the defensive lineman, outside linebacker, whatever you want to classify him as. He's got a very bright future ahead of him, man. I can't wait to talk more about the combine results, that blistering 40 speed he had, and how he produced at Ole Miss and where I think he's going to head at the next level, man. It's going to be very impressive talking about this young man, let me tell you that much.
Absolutely. And all of our Sam Williams fans out there, our Ole Miss fans out there, our NFL draft prospect fans, and of course, all of our great football fans, thank you so much again for watching our show and telling all of your friends, family, and colleagues about our show via word of mouth. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, Ole Miss has Sam Williams. He's trying to get on to that next level in the NFL. The combine is this week. There's a lot of exciting things happening with the world of football, including the draft coming up in April. What do we have to look forward to for Sam Williams?
Yeah, man, we're talking about Sam Williams, right? And this is someone who you see, like I said, he went to Ole Miss, but he didn't start out there. He actually signed with Northeast Mississippi Community College after going to high school at Robert E. Lee High School. So he had to start from the bottom, so to say, right, and work his way up. He was a four-star prospect everywhere you looked, the number seven JUCO prospect in the nation. And he was able to really work, man, during his time, during the junior college days. So let's talk about him, man. He was Region 23 Defensive Player of the Year, the MACJC Defensive Lineman of the Year. He totaled 75 tackles, 28.5 tackles for loss, 17.5 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, and also 4 passes defended as a sophomore, man. So he did a great job there in just one season, right? And then going back to his freshman year, he had 53 tackles, 11 tackles for losses, 3.5 sacks, 2 forced fumble. And so you could see in just those two seasons in 17 and 18, he was impressed. So then Ole Miss came calling and said, hey, we want your talents here in Mississippi. He said, all right, we'll go there. And, man, he did good there too. So his first season was 2019, his junior season in college. And he did a pretty solid job. He started outside linebacker in 12 games. And he had 38 total tackles with 6 sacks, a forced fumble, and an interception. So pretty solid all in all. His first season in the big leagues, right, in the SEC, looking good there. 2020, a little bit of a rough year for him. Of course, COVID and everything going on, the season was shortened. He's also arrested earlier in the year for sexual battery. So that had him suspended for a little while. But he came back. He was all good. He had 39 tackles, he had 4 sacks, a forced fumble, and no interceptions. So pretty much a carbon copy for the most part of what he did his previous season. So he knew, I had a rough year in 2020 altogether. I need to come back in 2021, my final year of eligibility, right, my senior season, really his super senior season, pretty much, because they were granted the ability to come back for that kind of fifth year, right? And he made the most of it. So in 2021, Sam Williams, 57 total tackles, most in his career. He had a pass defended, just one, 4 forced fumbles. Now I'm leaving the big stat for last here, Jeremiah. 12 and a half sacks this past season. I believe that was second most in the SEC. So he was able to get to the quarterback a lot this past year. I don't know what he was doing in the offseason, man, watching a ton of game film, just studying, grinding on the field. But, man, he impressed this past season. And let's talk a little bit more about his strengths here, because he's got a ton of them all together. The pass rush, obviously, that's an A-plus talent right there. You saw almost 13 sacks this past season. That's got to be up there. But a little bit more about this young man. He's athletic. And when I say athletic, his 40 time this past week, right, that was going on, a 4.46 40-yard dash, which is insanely fast. Like, that is very good speed. So, I mean, you can definitely see he is a speed rusher getting to the quarterback. A couple, right, like I said, he was at 245 a couple of years ago, and he ran a 4.440. Now he's even, like I said, a little bit lighter, ran about the same. So he's always had that good speed. Going all about him, he's able to attack with the best of them, got that great motor, right, trying to push past these big offensive linemen, run around them, get to the quarterback, get to the running back by any means necessary. He's got the ability to drop in coverage too, like I mentioned. He's got a couple of interceptions. He's got some good pass breakups, so he's not afraid to drop also if you need him to. He's playing that outside linebacker a little bit is going to help him too. He's going to put him in some more schemes in the NFL. He's improved as a run defender, right? He struggled a little bit early on, but he's really worked each and every year to get better and better and better at that. So that's going to help him too. He can beat the offensive tackles with his speed. Like I said, he can juke them out their shoes. Or if he needs to just find a good angle, run around them, he can. That's really going to help him out. And, I mean, with these guys, especially on the offensive line, a majority of them in the NFL are seasoned veterans, right, been around for a long time, a couple of years. They've seen a lot. And Sam Williams has got to be coming in with that speed to really get around them. And I think he can do it. Like I said, that 4.46 40, it's pretty insane to see just how athletic a lot of these guys are. Not just the smaller guys, but even the bigger guys, the larger guys, the offensive linemen, the big defensive tackles, they've got some pretty solid speed, which is crazy to see. Like I said, he's a lean guy. He's got good strength to him. He's got some muscles there. So he's able to get a good bit of strength. So that's going to help him out with his arms, right? He's able to be fluid, though. He's not just rigid. He's got really good closing speed getting on those tacklers. If they get a little bit away from the offensive lineman, right, if they keep running up the field, he's got that good speed, that good burst to really go and help out. He can play a 4-3 as a defensive end. He can play a 3-4 as an offensive linebacker. So you could put him really in any scheme, and I think he's going to do a good job. So that's really going to help him out come April with his draft stock. He's got good quickness. He's got good closing speed. He's able to get tackles too. And he's very solid all around. But let's talk about some of the things I think he could maybe work on or improve at the next level. Like I said, I know he's got that great speed, but he doesn't have the most explosion like a lot of guys can have with that first step, right? He lacks that kind of first step speed that some guys need. Sometimes the larger guys or at the bigger offensive linemen can really kind of get a hold on him and stop him. So he's going to have to maybe work on another pass rush move to get around these guys, which you can always learn. He's a little bit short, right? He's 6'4". So I think just kind of maybe a little lack of height might hurt him a little bit just in terms of, the bigger offensive linemen trying to stop him. His hands, he's got to work a little bit on that just in terms of, you know, maybe a couple of penalties, maybe just trying to get around somewhat. But, I mean, overall, he's a little bit – he's sometimes played a little stiff in terms of counters, right? He doesn't – if he gets stopped, that initial push, he struggles a little bit with what to do next maybe. But, I mean, overall, like I said, that really good speed, I mean, it's solid. It's impressive. He's shown this past season that he can, you know, get past a lot of obstacles in life. he's a hungry player, right? I think he's ready to move on to the next level. I found a quote from him talking to DJournal.com. He said that, "I have a son," and he said, "that made my game increase because I'm doing everything I can to make his life better." So you love to see that. And I think that, man, just overall that motivation, that will to succeed and, you know, be a great football player for him, for his son, for their future lives, I think that that's going to help him, man. I think that with an impressive 2021, with a good combine, I think he's really shooting up some draft boards, man. He's looking good. And I can't wait to see what this guy heads up. He's definitely going to be some things to work on, but I expect to see him on the field on a lot of Sundays in the near future, man. He's got a very bright future ahead of him, does Sam Williams. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Whew, Sunday after Sunday, we want to see this young man running up and down the field, defensive end, Ole Miss. We want to hear from you. What do you think? Do you believe that Sam Williams will get drafted? When and where do you think that he'll be drafted? And what gets you excited about this upcoming draft? What's got you excited about the combine? And what other players do you think will go head-to-head with Sam Williams in the NFL post-draft? We want to hear from you. So please tell us in the comments, what do you think? And if you're watching us live on our video, thank you so much. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. But if you're not listening to the podcast, come and join us. 100 Yards of Football, anywhere you listen to podcasts, including on Spotify, Amazon, Overcast, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or anywhere that you love listening to podcasts, including your home device, you can say, hey, play 100 Yards of Football podcast, and it will play immediately on your home device. It's just so awesome. And we don't have just NFL draft prospects. We do interviews each week with amazing former players, legendary coaches. We have history specials where we recap incredible old games and incredible players and teams throughout the ages with our original host that founded it all back on AM radio over 10 years ago, Mr. Vincent, Mr. Football Turner. And we have our incredible team with us, including 12-year NFL vet, Bobby Butler, and of course we have our host, Mr. Logan Landers, as we bring you incredible, amazing shows every single week, brand new, and we just keep you informed every single week. So that's our whole purpose here at 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. Well, I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and you've been listening to our NFL draft prospect of Sam Williams out of Ole Miss. We'll be right back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.